This is Akashvani Itanagar, the news read by Prem Sharma. Prime Minister Narendra Modi distributed over 51,000 appointment letters to newly appointed youth in various government departments through video conferencing at the Rojgar Mela today. The Prime Minister, speaking at the Rojgar Mela, said the Rojgar Mela reflects the government's commitment to empowering the youth and making them catalysts in building a Viksit Bharat. The 16th Rojgar Mela was held at 47 locations across the country. The General Officer commanding of the 2 Mountain Division, Major General V.S. Deshpande, called on the Governor of Arunachal Pradesh, K.T. Parnayak, at Rajavan, Itanagar yesterday. They discussed key issues concerning the international border, the progress of the Vibrant Village program, and the Indian Army's ongoing Sadbhavana initiatives aimed at improving the quality of life for the local communities. The governor lauded the dedication and professionalism of the 2 Mountain Division for their vigilant presence along the sensitive border areas. He also commended them for their sincere efforts in executing Sadbhavana projects. Arunachal Pradesh Chief Minister Pema Khandu inaugurated a new maternal and child health wing of the Namsai District Hospital today. In a social media post, CM Khandu called it a mark of a leap forward public health care in Namsai. CM, along with other dignitaries, inspected the new wing and overall hospital facilities and interacted with patients across various wards, and as a gesture of compassion, distributed fruits to patients. DCM Chaunaven, BJP State President Kaling Moyong, MP Tapir Gao, Law Minister Sri Kento Jini were also present. WCD Minister Dasang Lu Pul met Union Minister of State for Science and Technology Dr. Jitendra Singh in New Delhi on Friday to discuss key proposals aimed at boosting biodiversity conservation and fostering bioeconomy in the state. Pul proposed the establishment of India's first ex-situ germplasm bank in Arunachal Pradesh, setting up an Eastern Arunachal Regional Center for Bioresource Management and Development, creation of a bio-nest bio-incubator at Roing. Pul further urged to expedite the release of core grant support for the Arunachal Pradesh State Council for Science and Technology, citing the need to address ongoing staff-related challenges. Arunachal Pradesh Chief Minister Pema Khandu held a review meeting with the planning department to discuss key initiatives showcasing Arunachal's unique strengths. In a social media post, CM Khandu said that focus areas including promoting Kiwi as the state's USP, developing integrated tourism circuits, and branding Arunachal as the orchid capital of India. Steps to preserve Monsugu, the traditional Mompa handmade paper art, were also reviewed. Kurunkume District Administration handed over land mutation certificates with 690 hectares for the Frontier Highway project to PWD and BRO. The stretches include Lada Sarli, Sarli Huri, and Huri Taliha. During a state-level review meeting, the team's efforts were appreciated. A mutation certificate is a document that reflects transfer of property ownership in official land records. Tingong Wangpan from Arunachal Pradesh has won gold in the men's 400-meter race in the T35 category yesterday at the 7th Indian Para-Athletics International Championship 2025, being held at Bengaluru. Arunachal is planning to host Continental Rafting Championship in April 2026. The World Rafting Federation, Indian Rafting Foundation, Asian Council for WRF and Arunachal Pradesh Water Sports Association has joined hands to promote adventure sports and tourism and boost employment and sustainable development. Union Ayush Minister Pratap Rao Yadav said Ayurveda is being adopted by the whole world today. Mr. Yadav said this at the first convocation ceremony of Institute of Teaching and Research in Ayurveda, ITRA, in Jamnagar, Gujarat. That's all in the news bulletin. Namaskar.